Well, that was the whole thing once again, the idea of just energy going in a more conscious direction. You're acting instead of reacting. What's the old thing? Energy goes where attention flows.
Exactly.
So you can put your energy in a much more conscious direction, then it can be more beneficial to you. That's what I found with cowboy mouse shows, because a cowboy mouse show is like anything from rock and roll, country, punk rock, and all that. But, you know, it doesn't have to go the same places that those music all go. I think that the thing I loved about punk rock was the energy and the excitement and the whole thrill of being alive in the moment. But, you know, in the long run, punk rock just kind of runs itself at 90 miles an hour into a brick wall. And so you have to kind of say, okay, what's after that? I really am not one of these people who is interested in living hard, dying young, and leaving a good-looking corpse, you know? When I shuffle off this mortal coil, I want to make sure I've used every single ounce of energy, passion, and joy out of this thing that I call my body and my life experience, you know? And I want to get as much out of it as I can, simply so I can say that I've lived a full life wherever I go next, you know?
What's it like for you to read this book to kids? What's it like for you to have that young audience looking up at you?
You know, it's unusual because I've done a few readings and you see something on their face where they kind of get it. You know, you see a switch flip and it's just like, oh, never thought about it like that. You know, you're translating an idea that is very, very basic so that kids can get it. But, you know, kids are a lot smarter and a lot more intuitive than a lot of adults I know. And they seem to understand what the point is by just putting it in the whole don't get scared, get excited. You don't have to explain to them about energy. You don't have to explain to them about how energy works and all that stuff. They just get it. They just get it. And it's wonderful.
They're really close to being scared and being excited all the time, I think. So.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, those two things are very hand in hand.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of, if they get it on an intuitive level, they might be more inclined to make that happen in their own way, in their own life.